Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. People, today I have a dynamite show planned for you. We're going to end this month of June. Today is June 25th, 2011. The last Saturday in the month, the last Saturday of the first half of 2011. We're going to end this month of being poised to reign with power. I'm going to give you a flashback. I'm going to give you a blast from the past, two of my most dynamic teachings that we've been doing since we've been doing the show. Accumulating small victories to create big momentum. And we're going to also discuss, get this, we're also going to discuss the power of disintegrating your enemy. So I have a power pack. Yes, you said it. Power pack show plan for you. But before we go any further, I turn this show over to God's Holy Spirit for the argument we came for, and that's the move of His Spirit. People, I want to take you to a couple motivational moments, and then we'll be right back.
Did you know that complaining is one of the absolute worst things you can do with your time? As a winner, as a champion, as a game changer, your goal is to use your words effectively. The power of life and death is in your tongue. And you must always choose the very, 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 very best words you can, because the very best words will create the very best life that you so desire. See, I always have a saying that the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it, but you'll never reach the life of your dreams. You'll never reach your goals. You'll never reach your passions. You'll never accomplish any great thing if you're always whining, complaining, talking about what you don't have, talking about what's not working right, talking about who's against you. Use your words to empower yourself. Use your words to empower your environment. Use your words to empower everything and everyone around you. And guess what? You'll see your environment change. I guarantee it. It's just a matter of you getting your mind focused on the things you do want. And when you focus on the things you do want, you'll start seeking those things out more frequently, more often, and more powerfully. I'm Miles W. Miller, and I'm here to encourage you. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. It's one thing to actually get a vision, but it's another thing to actually decide to do it. Your divine assignment. Your divine assignment is so important that you still have to choose to do it. There are a lot of people who have aborted the mission and have aborted their causes because they didn't have enough wherewithal to make the decision to do what it is they've been called to do. And that very thing that you've been called to do is the thing that you're passionate about, that thing that you can do it and not even have to worry about a paycheck to do it. But the key thing is, the moment you make the decision to do it, things start lining up for you. See, the universe is designed to operate and give and open up doors for decisive people. The moment you make decisions to do things, the moment you say, I'm going to do this, things line up for you. Our decisions create our destiny. Our decisions open doors or close them. Indecisiveness is also a decision. It's a decision not to make a decision, but it's still a decision nonetheless. So you have to be careful about indecisive. You have to make strong decisions as a visionary, as a dreamer, as a leader, as a world changer. You have to make decisions, and you have to make them quickly. But once you make the decision, you have to be ready to defend that decision. But by defending that decision, it means we're going to our third step. It is, you defend your decision by the plan that you create. See, once you made a decision, you actually have to follow through on it. Now, how am I going to get there? So step three is create a kinetic and dynamic plan of action. Create a kinetic and dynamic plan of action. The word kinetic means moving. Moving. In physics, we're taught about kinetic energy and potential energy. Well, potential energy, for instance, we have a rock of a big boulder at the top of a mountain. Well, that rock, that boulder has potential energy if it's not moving. The energy that it can potentially generate could be enormous. But as long as it's just sitting there, it's always just potential in it. But the moment that rock starts moving down that hill, the moment that boulder starts coming down with its mass, multiply times the force of gravity against it, then all of a sudden that energy just became kinetic. It's moving now. Now it's a force. So your plans have to be plans of movement. They have to cause things to happen. They have to be dynamic. They have to make things happen.
Hello, and we're back. People, we've had some technical difficulties there. Again, you know, in live radio, anything can happen, so you have to be ready. So today we're going to freestyle. We had recordings for you that weren't able to load properly. And because they weren't able to load properly, the information that I promised you I don't have for you right now. But we're not, not to fear. We have I got some dynamite content here that I'm going to provide you anyway, because we're still in our poised terrain mode. And I want everybody here that can hear my voice, I want you to do this for me. I want you to stop everything you're doing. Stop everything you're doing. Stop right now. Just take a deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Okay. With everything that's inside of you right now, I want you to get a picture in your mind of something that you deem beautiful, something that you already accepted as being beautiful. It could be a kitten. It could be a horse, it could be a pony, a puppy, a kitten, your spouse, whatever it is. I want you to get a picture in your mind right now. It's something that you deem beautiful. And for the next minute, I just want you to think about it. And see it in your mind. And think about all the energy that it generates just you seeing this picture. Think about the beauty that it beholds. Just concentrate on that beautiful picture in your mind. Concentrate on it. Now that you have an image in your mind of beauty, I want you to repeat after me. I now harness the energy that beauty beholds, and I transfer it to everything that I contact right now in mind, in thought, in spirit, in speech, and I allow the abundance of the universe to flow freely through my mind. In other words, people, you now unleash beauty to flow abundantly in everything you touch on every level. Now, with that energy flowing, I want you to get a picture in your mind of your ideal life, of something that you deem ideal, whatever the case may be. Here's the thing. Here's the deal. I don't care how much it costs. I don't care how many people have told you can't have it. I don't care if people make you feel like it's you having this thing that you want is irresponsible or whatever the case may be. I want you to disregard anything that anybody else has to say about the life of your dreams, about the things that you want to see in your life. This is you. This is you. This is your dream. This is a divine impression that God has put on your spirit. what I want you to do right now. Again, we're relaxed. I want you to get a picture in your mind of you sitting in an IMAX movie theater. And as you're seated in this stadium seat, and you're looking at the screen, what's coming onto the screen is your ideal life. And I want you to see the vivid colors. I want you to see yourself enjoying every moment of it. I want you to see yourself excited about the joyous energy that this moment brings. I want you to see it. I want you to feel the energy. I want you to feel what it feels like to be on that dream vacation. I want you to feel what it feels like to be arm in arm with the spouse that God has for you, arm in arm with the life of your dreams. I want you to see yourself experiencing joy, happiness, peace. I want you to see it. I want you to see it. I want you to see it. I want you to feel it. I want you to experience it. Everything that you see in your imagination right now is real. And you only have to believe for it to be not only be possible, but to manifest. It's possible with belief. Everything that you see in your imagination is possible. That's why with these visualization segments, we're leading your imagination to create something beautiful. So I want you to repeat after me. I want you to repeat this following affirmation with me, with boldness, with power, with might, with joy, with happiness, with beauty in your heart, and with beauty in your mind, beauty in your soul, and beauty in your spirit. I want you to repeat this. The life of my dream is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is absolutely wonderful, and I deserve it. People, I want you to continue to see yourself enjoying your life. Continue to harness that energy that beauty beholds, because that your life, the life of your dreams is absolutely beautiful. And you deserve it. Hold on to that energy. Take that energy with you throughout the week. Make bold plans to go places, to do things, to be something that you want to be, that you want to do, that you want to have. Be bold with it, because that beauty that you're holding in your heart right now is the energy that will fuel you to make it a reality. Continue to affirm the fact that the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. And keep this in your heart. I want you to affirm this very next thing I'm going to tell you. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. People, take hold of your dreams. Take hold of the life of your dreams, because it's wonderful and you deserve it. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. And while I got you here, I'm going to read something from one of my favorite books. It's called The Dynamic Laws of Healing by Catherine Ponder. And this is some dynamite stuff here, and I want to read to you a couple affirmations. And walking forward into the life of your dreams, I believe the affirmation is a beautiful expression of, or a beautiful use of, the power of your tongue. See, the power of life and death is in your tongue. Whatever comes out of your mouth will either tear down your life or build it up. So you want to always consciously choose to speak out things that empower your world, that energize your world, that build up your world, and not those things that tear down. Unless the thing that you need to tear down is something that's been holding on to you for a long time, like a stronghold. And the affirmations are designed to do both of those things at the same time. It builds you up and releases you from things that you shouldn't or that don't perpetuate the life of your dreams. So here's a couple of affirmations I want to share with you from Catherine Ponder. I'll read to you this section from a book. This is from the Dynamic Laws of Healing. And the section I'll read to you starts now. A retired engineer attending a religious meeting, in the midst of it, a lovely lady sitting next to him burst into tears. This man began praying silently, "No, no, no, this is not true. There is no unhappiness in God. There need be no unhappiness in any of his creatures. Wow. I'll repeat that. No, 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 this is not true. There is no unhappiness in God. There need be no unhappiness in any of his creatures. There is no unhappiness in God. There need be no unhappiness in any of his creatures. There is no unhappiness in God. There need be no unhappiness in any of his creatures. There is no unhappiness in God. There need be no unhappiness in any of his creatures. There is no unhappiness in God. There need be no unhappiness in any of his creatures. There is no unhappiness in God. There need be no unhappiness in any of his creatures. There is no unhappiness in God. There need be no unhappiness in any of his creatures. There is no unhappiness in God. There need be no unhappiness in any of his creatures. There is no unhappiness in God. There need be no unhappiness in any of his creatures. I want to read another affirmation to you. There is nothing to fear, for there is no power to hurt or be hurt in this situation. There is nothing to fear, for there is no power to hurt or be hurt in this situation. There is nothing to fear, for there is no power to hurt or be hurt in this situation. There is nothing to fear, for there is no power to hurt or be hurt in this situation. There is nothing to fear, for there is no power to hurt or be hurt in this situation. There is nothing to fear, for there is no power to hurt or be hurt in this situation. There is nothing to fear, for there is no power to be hurt, to hurt or be hurt in this situation. There is nothing to fear, for there is no power to hurt or be hurt in this situation. There is nothing to fear, for there is no power to be hurt, to hurt or be hurt in this situation. There is nothing to fear, for there is no power to hurt or be hurt in this situation. I want to read you a few more affirmations from this book. I like this book because it really has helped me get through a lot of situations in my own life. Like I said, I believe in the power of affirmation because I believe in the spoken word. I believe in the power of spoken words. I believe you can create the life of your dreams. I believe that you can dissolve things that you don't want as well. But I really believe that a lot of us, we're not using the power of life and death as dynamically as we should. And the words that come out of your mouth have the ability to create the environment that you desire. So you have to be conscious about what it is you want. See, we're talking about being poised to reign. This is how you reign. You create the lifestyle that you want in your mind, in your imagination. You write the vision down, you make it plain, and then you speak it out. And I'm telling you, speak it out. Speak it out with power. Speak it out with power. Speak it out with boldness. Speak it out with joy. Speak it out with happiness, with the beauty that's in your heart. Speak out what it is you truly want. And fear has to run away. Doubt has to run away. Pain has to run away. Because at that point, you've accepted the higher energy in the universe. The highest energy in the universe is that of God. God is the most high energy field in the universe. And when you approach him, when you accept him, by the speech that comes out of your mouth, it changes the whole dynamic of everything that goes on in your life. So continue to express to your environment that you are a creation of God. You are created in the likeness and image of God. God spoke the world that he wanted to see into existence. We have the same power for our own world, for our own lives, because we are created in his likeness and image, which means we are similar to him. We're not God. We're not the Most High, but we're created in the image of the Most High, which means we're the offspring of the Most High, which means that our words are creative. Our lives are creative. Our thoughts are creative. So think positive things and then speak those things out. So I'm going to continue to give you some more affirmations. I love when things like this happen where something we may have planned doesn't manifest as we want it to, but what we end up having to do is so much more dynamic than what we may have even had planned. So the show I have planned for you is very, very powerful. I'm actually going to run it later tonight. I'm probably around 9 o'clock tonight. In fact, I'll do it tomorrow. I'm going to give you that show tomorrow. The show that I have planned for today, I'm going to air it tomorrow because I really want you to hear this show. It's going to be a dynamite experience. I want you to really experience it. But I'm going to continue to give you some more information from the book, The Dynamic Laws of Healing by Catherine Ponder. And this one I'm going to give you is about a couple. And I'm going to read it to you. The original heart trouble connected with his marriage also cleared up as his wife got quiet about their difficulties and began affirming for her husband and their marriage. God loves you. God loves us. God is guiding you. God is guiding us. God is showing you. God is showing us the way. Oh, that's powerful. And this, you can use this affirmation even in relationships with friends. God loves you. God loves us. God is guiding you. God is guiding us. God is showing you. God is showing us the way. God loves you. God loves us. God is guiding you. God is guiding us. God is showing you. God is showing us the way. Wow, that is powerful, people. Think about our relationships that we have with friends. This is not necessarily just about a marriage. This is about any relationship that you have, any organization you may be connected to. Affirm the power of God in it. Affirm God's love in it. God's love is healing. God's love is dynamite. It clears up confusion. It brings clarity. So when you say stuff like this, God loves you. God loves us. God is guiding you. God is guiding us. God is showing you. God is showing us the way. This builds unity. And where is unity? There's power. I want to give you this affirmation some more. God loves you. God loves us. God is guiding you. God is guiding us. God is showing you. God is showing us the way. God loves you. God loves us. God is guiding you. God is guiding us. God is showing you. God is showing us the way. God loves you. God loves us. God is guiding you. God is guiding us. God is showing you. God is showing us the way. God loves you. God loves us. God is guiding you. God is guiding us. God is showing you. God is showing us the way. God loves you. God loves us. God is guiding you. God is guiding us. God is showing you. God is showing us the way. God loves you. God loves us. God is guiding you. God is guiding us. God is showing you. God is showing us the way. Every time I think about that, I think about relationships I've had in the past where maybe had I affirmed this in that relationship, things could have changed for a really dynamite direction. Who knows what could have happened? That's just the power of our spoken words. We have the power of life and death in our tongue. So continue to speak out things powerfully. Continue to speak out things with joy, with peace. Like I said, from a place of beauty. These are beautiful statements that I'm giving you. These are things that could absolutely revolutionize your life if you let them, if you speak them out with boldness. Here's another one. Divine love manifests thyself in me. 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 Or you can say, divine love manifests yourself in me. Divine love manifests yourself in me. Divine love manifests yourself in me. Divine love, manifest yourself in me. Divine love, manifest yourself in me. And I'll even give you a twist, and I'm going to add something to that as well. We'll say, divine love, manifest yourself in me and my affairs. Divine love, manifest yourself in me and my affairs. Divine love, manifest yourself in me and my affairs. Divine love, manifest yourself in me and my affairs. Divine love, manifest yourself in me and my affairs. Divine love, manifest yourself in me and my affairs. Divine love, manifest yourself in me and my affairs. Divine love, manifest yourself in me and my affairs. Divine love, manifest yourself in me and my affairs. Divine love, manifest yourself in me and my affairs. People, this is some powerful stuff. I'm telling you, you start speaking these things out, and you can see some powerful shifts in, you know, some of the things that may be going on right now. In fact, what I would suggest you do is this. When looking for an affirmation, the affirmation should always be a positive statement, a statement of even if you're not going, if you're not there right now or where you want to be, because it's very prophetic. You're speaking life. You're edifying, comfort, and exhorting the situation. So you're speaking life into the situation. You speak as if it's already done. So you see the end from the beginning. So what if it's a new car you want, you speak out that new car. You write affirmations to speak out that new car. If it's a new home, write out an affirmation, speak out that new home. Again, the vision that you're seeing in your imagination, write out the affirmation to, like I said, I gave you some powerful affirmations for that. Just continue to confess that the life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. Continue to confess that I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. Right now. That means right now I'm in the receiving mode of the beauty of the universe. Continue to stay in a receiving mode for the beauty of the universe. You deserve it. It's yours. It's your birthright. You're creating the likeness and image of God. You should have beautiful things happen to you. You should have beautiful things flowing in your life on a consistent basis, a constant basis. You should never want for any good thing. You should never lack any good thing because you are a child of the Most High God, and He loves you. He wants to dote on you. He's abundant. He's increasing exponentially, infinitely. And you are the apple of His eye. Continue to confess stuff like that out. You're the apple of God's eye. He loves you. Anything that tries to teach you that you're unworthy, that's not what God wants you to feel. He wants you to feel His love, not His wrath. He wants you to believe, not doubt. He wants you to move in faith, not by skepticism. And when you do those things, when you operate in love, when you operate in faith, when you operate in belief, you open up a whole new realm for things to manifest in your life. New avenues of manifestation open up. I'm telling you, I'm giving you some powerful stuff right now. I'm giving you a dynamite tool. I'm giving you a weapon right now. If you use this stuff right now, I guarantee you it will change the course of your life. I am not joking with you. I'm telling you stuff that I know. I've gone through some really hard times. I use affirmations. I use prayer. I use fasting to ignite my world. I'm giving you some weapons right now tonight, people. Affirmation. Affirm what it is you want. Affirm the life of your dreams. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. Keep saying that. Keep saying it. When you feel like giving up sometimes, keep saying that. The life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. It'll fire you back up. Continue to remind yourself that I'm receiving all of my divine good free and unfettered right now, which means I'm receiving all of God's best right now. I'm open to the beauty of the universe right now. And I'm a receiving station. Right now, people, I love it. I love doing stuff like this. This is the Holy Spirit showing up and leading and guiding. We're allowing God to speak tonight, and I love it. People, continue to listen with an open heart. I'm going to give you some more affirmations here. Here's an affirmation for healing one's body, healing one's consciousness. Christ in me. We're still reading from the book, The Dynamic Laws of Healing by Catherine Ponder. Christ in me renews my mind and body. Christ in me now restores me to wholeness and health. Oh, wow, I love this. This is for somebody who may be going through a sickness or a pain in their body, even in their spirit. These are the things that can renew you and restore you. I'll repeat. Christ in me now renews my mind and body. Christ in me now restores me to wholeness and health. Christ in me renews my mind and body. Christ in me now restores me to wholeness and health. Christ in me renews my mind and body. Christ in me now restores me to wholeness and health. Christ in me renews my mind and body. Christ in me now restores me to wholeness and health. Christ in me renews my mind and body. Christ in me now restores me to wholeness and health. Christ in me now renews, excuse me, Christ in me renews my mind and body. Christ in me now restores me to wholeness and health. Christ in me renews my mind and body. Christ in me now restores me to wholeness and health. Christ in me renews my mind and body. Christ in me now restores me to wholeness and health. Christ in me renews my mind and body. Christ in me now restores me to wholeness and health. People, this is dynamite stuff. I feel freer just saying stuff. You know, I don't joke around with you. Wow, this is really powerful stuff. I want you to really get this, people. I want you to really, really get this. This is dynamite stuff. Continue to affirm the life of your dreams. Again, the life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. I want to give you some more information. You know, besides, I got you here until 6-7 o'clock, so what do you do? You're stuck with me. But while you're stuck with me, I want to feed you, and I'm going to feed you very well because I believe that what I'm doing right now is providing a weapon for you to march forward, to possess the life of your dreams, to possess the beauty of the universe, to possess the fullness of life, to live and live in with joy and peace. Wow, I'm just ecstatic. I want to read this whole section to you right here. And this is something that people have to be more cognizant of, that when you say the phrase, I am, you're calling on God. I am is a name of God. And again, we're creating his likeness and image. He leases his name to us. He lets us have his name. It's just like by physical standards, I am a Miller. My father is a Miller. I look like my father. I have a lot of attributes of my father. So when people hear me say my name, when I say tell people I'm Miles Miller, I'm also calling on and letting people know of the lineage I come from. When you say, I am, you're letting people know the spiritual lineage you come from, and that is of God. So when you say, I am, the next statement after it should be something positive. It should never be anything negative. Because at that point, you're taking on a false sense of who God is, which means you're taking on a false sense of who you are at that moment. So if you hear people say, telling you that they're sick, they're telling you that they're hurt, they may be going through a phase. But even in Scripture, it says, let the weak say, I'm strong. In other words, even though the body may be going through an experience, the mind may be going through an experience, you are still the likeness and image of God. So I'm going to give you some I am statements to unleash your power, your divine power in your life. And here's what it says. Just as the Hebrew of old, we are people of the I am. When you go forth using the name I am in a positive, uplifting way, it opens every door for you. It dissolves every obstacle. It prepares the way to your good and then leads you to it. As this young man discovered, every time you say, think, or feel the words I am, you have gripped the handle of power. Every time you say, I am, you have released a dynamic force that is going to produce results. Since this dynamic force has no choice but to produce whatever you join to it, be careful what you attach the words I am. Attach to the words I am. If you say, I am sick, I am tired, I am weak, I am getting old, I am unhappy, I am lonely, I am a failure, I am discouraged. You are exercising a power that will produce those results. Even though it doesn't seem true at the moment, if you say, I am healthy, I am happy, I am prosperous, I am a success, it will begin to come true. Jesus apparently knew the tremendous power that can be released in these words because he often used I am statements upward. I am the way, the truth, and the life, as it's stated in John 14 and 6. I am the resurrection and life, as it's stated in John 11 and 25. I am the bread of life, as it's stated in John 6 and 48. I am a king, as it stated in John 18 and 37. I am the good shepherd, as it stated in John 10 and 11. So in other words, people, there's when you say, I am, that is a very powerful statement. And from this point forward, I challenge you to find every positive word you can find to attach to the phrase, I am. And I'm going to give you, a more affirmation here from the book. So, and this segment is classified as formulas for healing, success, and joy. Your I am power is especially effective in healing. When you speak the words, I am, every cell and atom of your being every atom of your being springs to attention. Realizing this, the prophet Joel advised, let the weak say, I am strong, as is stated in Joel 3 and 10. Many people have experienced healings of mind, body, and affairs by using the following simple formula. Upon retiring at night, just before going to sleep, repeat either mentally or verbally. In health, strength, peace, happiness, and prosperity. The Spirit of God, which is active in me, flows through my physical body in a purifying, cleansing, healing stream that removes all obstructions and brings peace, health, and harmony to my body. I am well, strong, vital. I am beautiful, peaceful, poised. I am eternally youthful. I am buoyant, happy, free. I shall arise in the morning filled with energy, radiant, and the power to accomplish whatever I find to do. People, I'm not going to keep you long. I don't have to say anything else. I'm just giving you some weapons tonight. This is why we're poised to reign. This is why you're going to reign. I'm going to end the show early tonight because I want to give you time to just go out and start exercising these things. I am powerful. I am rich. I am dynamite. I am wonderful. I am phenomenal. I am wealthy. I am lovely. I am loved. I am beautiful. I am whole. I am happy. I am healed. I want you to just practice this stuff. I want you to go out and everything that we talked about tonight, exercise it. Exercise it. Exercise it. Exercise it without a shadow of a doubt. People, I'm going to pray for you. Everybody can hear my voice. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come here today giving you praise, worship, glory, and honor. Thank you, Father. This is the day you've made, so we're rejoicing and we're glad in it. Father, we repent of anything we may have said or done that didn't give you glory, that didn't give you honor, that didn't bring power in our walk. Father, we remove ourselves from anything that doesn't empower our fellow man and anything that doesn't give you glory. Father, knowing that you forgive us, knowing that you forgive us, Father, when we can confess our sins, because you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us, Father, we move forward in power and might from this point forward. We don't consider ourselves unworthy anymore. We don't consider ourselves not capable anymore. We know that because you breathe life in us, because you create us in your life's image, from this point forward, we walk with I am, which is you, through us. I am powerful. I am rich. I am prosperous. I am healthy. I am healed. I am whole. Because you said it in my spirit, and you said it in our spirit. So, Father, I confess those blessings over everyone now, that everybody that can hear my voice right now, that you are happy, that you are healed, that you are whole, that the life of your dream is wonderful and you deserve it, that you are receiving station for all the divine good that God has ordained for you right now, free and unfettered.
I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that everyone who can hear my voice, my listening audience, that has come here tonight, Father, that the life of their dreams shall start to manifest now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, that I speak forth manifestation. I speak forth instant manifestation. Let them see you show up and show out for them on behalf of their dreams. I take authority over anything that would come to damage, ruin, hinder, or even cancel the assignment that you have for them and cancel their dreams and cancel their visions and anything that would try to come against what you have set in motion for them, Lord. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it back to the pits of hell whence it came. We loose your resurrection power now, Father, to go forward in their lives, Father. From this point forward, everybody who can hear my voice, let them go forward in power and might to live out every day of their life happy, peaceful, joyous, beautifully, in Jesus' name. People, I love you. I'm going to see you here next week. And remember this. This is my motto and my mantra. My mantra and my motto. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit in your dreams. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit in your dreams. God bless you. I'll see you next week. And also remember this. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. Continuously be in a state of receiving all your divine good, free and unfettered right now. Before I get out of here, I want to let everybody know the show tonight is dedicated in the memory of a dear friend of my family, Mr. Arthur Thomas, who made his transition from this realm yesterday. He was a dynamite friend of my family's for years since I've been in this world, and he's going to be definitely missed. But he never got a chance to hear the show, but he really wanted to hear the show. He really wanted to know what we're doing here. So in his honor, we dedicate tonight's show to him and his family as they are going through the grieving process. We send our prayers and our love and our blessings to him. People also just continue to move forward. You know, you're not guaranteed tomorrow. And so you have to live powerfully today. I love you. I'm praying for you. And continue to live out the rest of your days knowing that God loves you and wants you to experience the best life possible. I'll see you soon.